Hoje falamos em inglês. With us today we have Ashniko. It's so nice to meet you. How are you, Ashniko?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Congrats on your work. You released an album this year, right? Demidevil?
Yeah, my mixtape, Demidevil.
Mixtape. How is it going so far?
Yeah, it's good. It's out in the world. She's left the nest and she's flying. She's going to college. She's doing her thing. I'm proud of her.
And how is it to release such a thing in a year like this?
I mean, it's very surreal to be putting out music during a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Never thought I would be saying that in my lifetime, but hey, you know, we roll with the punches. We take it as it comes. Yeah, it's weird to not be playing the songs that I'm releasing, but I know that when I finally do, it'll be very
amazing.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
My first live track I'll be sobbing. There will be tears for sure.
Perfect. The first video I saw of you, apart from music, of course, was a very funny one with your grandparents in North Carolina. You were showing them your music videos. It was super fun. How do you describe your music in those kind of situations?
To old people?
Yeah, to old people or...
To old people. How do I describe my music to old people? You know what? I just say it how it is. Listen, Grandma, my music is not for you. It's very, very sex positive. There's a lot of swear words that would make you clutch your pearls and pray for me a little bit harder. So it's not for you.
Okay. I also saw your TikTok videos and congrats because they're great. You once said that TikTok is good because it lets the weirdos blossom. What's this special recipe you have to have a perfect account on TikTok?
On TikTok, TikTok gives me so much stress. But... You know, I feel like there's a lot of opportunity to be very creative on TikTok. So, you know, it's cool. I'm into it. But I don't really think about my TikToks that much. I just do whatever my little heart desires.
That's the point. It's organic. And how important is TikTok today in music industry?
I think it would be dumb to say that TikTok doesn't have a huge effect on music now in 2021. I mean, if you just look at the charts, like, it very much so influences.
Very much so.
Yeah, which is really interesting. I feel like record labels are kind of losing their minds a little bit, like, feel like they're losing their power, which is funny. but yeah, I mean, you know, it's just a social media platform. It's just a way to
like any other, but this one has this ability to show music around the world, right?
Exactly. I've discovered a lot of great music on TikTok. So I don't think there's no way to make like a TikTok song. It's just music. Like, it's just music that people like. It's social media. There's not like one will make a TikTok song. I know some people go into sessions like, let's make a TikTok smash. It's like, shut up. You are a loser. That's not how you write songs. So yeah.
Ashniko, we have such a short time, but it was really good to talk to you. It was nice to meet you. Hope we can see you soon in Portugal, maybe. You don't know Portugal.
Yeah. Oh, I've been to Portugal before.
Oh, right. Where?
I have been to Lisbon. I've been to Sintra. Been to... is Sintra, is that what it's called?
Yes, Sintra.
Yeah.
It's very close to Lisbon.
I've been to...
Maybe some beach or something?
I've been to Albufeira.
Ah, okay, Algarve. So you're almost a local. Oh, I didn't know that. So maybe you can come back.
I almost got kidnapped in Albufeira.
What?
It was horrible.
What happened?
That's another interview. but like, obviously, like, Portugal is an unbelievably beautiful country, and I would love to go back. I would love to play a show.
Thank you. We are waiting for you maybe next year when all this is over and you can sing to us and be with us. You're invited to this radio station.
I will. I'll be there.
Thank you, Ashniko. Nice to meet you.
Bye.